and every has been found to provide odor protection equal to an...
Oh, hey, Jen.
Hey. Oh, hi.
Hey. Oh, hey, lady sitting over there in the studio.
Hey. Hey, hey, you sitting over there. Look at you.
You.
Cheers to you. We're doing a podcast.
We're doing a podcast. It's the hashtag I mom so hard podcast.
And Is that right?
If you're listening to this right now, that shouldn't come up as a surprise to you. Maybe we have
this misnamed because I lose interest halfway through you saying that.
Well, say that's just because I don't say it in a sexy way. Hey, thanks for joining us on our hashtag I mom so hard podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's better.
That was better. Yeah. I lack energy today. Remote learning's been a mother... I can't.
Kristen's having a vodka drink from her fancy Kristen and Mom's So Hard cup that somebody sent to us.
And I brought it in my purse, so don't judge me. Yep. It's all fine.
I have a cup from Target that says, more booze, please.
In the spirit of Halloween.
We're going to talk about Halloween.
If a police officer walked up to me and was like, you can't have that here, or like I happened to take the bottle of vodka out of my purse, I would just look at him and I would go, second grader, fourth grader.
Yeah. And sir, this is for when I get someplace, none of your business.
Yeah, you know what, sir? You know what? Go ahead and arrest me because I would enjoy a nice time in lockup. Yeah. I would have people to talk to. I would know all of the questions and all of the answers because no one in lockup is like, let's do fucking grouping.
I feel like I'm getting an unkind derriere bang from this homeschooling situation. So what's the diff?
What's the diff than lockup? Cheers to you, lady.
Cheers. Whoops. Cheers.
You look really cute. Jen's got fun pants on as she usually does and shoes I'm sure that are from some weird French website and a cute little denim top.
These are from Cyprus.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a different country. I don't know.
Oh, they're from Cyprus, the country.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
I'm thrifting.
You guys, my outfit is all black.
Sexy red boots
that I got from DSW.
But you know what? They're sexy red boots, and we'll get to why she's all hotted up today in our hot flash.
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about it.
Later on today.
Oh, my God.
We're going to talk about Halloween because by the time you guys hear this, Halloween's this week.
We're going to not only talk about Halloween. We're going to talk about the horrors of Halloween, and some of that includes your children. And
creepy,
you know it.
Stuff.
And I know it because
kids are creepy.
Kids are creepy. Man, and here's how we know y'all lit up our Instagram and our Facebook when we said, do your kids say creepy things like our kids have said creepy things? And what you brought to the mat and to the voicemails literally
shocking.
Sent. But it's wonderful because we know your kids aren't crazy.
Yeah.
They're not abnormal.
Percentage-wise, very few of them will be axe murderers.
Well, that's what I always say. If they're not trying it out now at 3, they're going to try it out when they're 30.
Yeah. No, it's the quiet ones you got to worry about.
It's always the quiet ones.
I was saying that my daughter will say, night, mommy. I hope you don't die tonight.
Yeah.
Or, and she kind of says it too much where it's like, what do you got working?
Yeah. What do you have a plan for with after the old cash comes to you after my DOA?
Yeah, I got news for you. It's all in shoes from Cyprus, baby. You're not getting anything
good. You need her on planet Earth for a little longer, Delilah. You need her around
a little longer.
You
need some more work hours out
Eleanor
of me.
Eleanor used to always say, mommy, I wish I could peel your face off and sleep with it at night. And I was like, that is the sweetest, creepiest thing I've ever heard. And Finn went through a real phase of, let me ask you, mommy, when someone drowns, does blood squirt out of their nose and their eyes at the same time? I'm like, what do you even know about drowning?
Yeah.
And is this pool safety? Anyway, that's what we're going to cover today is the creep of kids, the horror of Halloween, all things creepy and scary.
A little bit scary. Although I have to say,
hauntings and ghosts.
I don't think ghosts or hauntings are, I mean, some of them are like super scary, like a poltergeist situation. But I have to tell you, I guess this would be a ghost situation, but it's my quality time.
It's a quality time ghost situation.
It's a quality time.
It's Jen's favorite thing. If you say quality time and ghost situation, they basically are the same thing.
This happened. This happened. And I was so glad that my husband was there for it because I'm like, Kristen's not going to believe this.
Oh,
and
God.
I didn't text her right away to tell her because...
I
wanted to wait. And I should have like my husband like notarize a document saying like literally this did happen. So on the episode that we did about dogs, everybody knows that my dad's dog, Zsa Zsa, like my dad had her for 10 years. When he passed away, she came to live with us.
No.
And then so a week ago, she passed away. But the day before she passed away, She was fine. She was ornery as could possibly be. And she was peeing all over the place, which she always did. But we were
let's not judge. I'm ornery and I pee all over the place.
If I sneeze or if I cough,
if I have a week left.
If I move too quickly.
I just thought about it and a little came out. I'm not going to lie about
That's
it.
That's why
right
I was
now.
Not judging this dog. But I, like with remote learning and everything, like constantly.
Now I did pee. Yeah, I just literally peed.
Constantly like throwing like rugs into the washer and stuff like this. I was like, why is everybody trying to kill me right now? Like, I don't have time. And it's been hot. And so I was thinking like, oh, I'm going to have to tell my brother, like, I think she's getting old. Like, I'm going to have the
phone
call.
You got to figure it out.
We got to start thinking about this.
Yeah.
And as the washer is full of dirty rugs. She did it again. And I told my husband, I handed him this rug. I go, we just throw this out the front door because I cannot deal with this right now. I don't want it in the house. He goes, throws out the front door, and the light right by the front door starts freaking out, flickering. And it never does.
Wait, this
that.
Is before she died?
This is the night before she died. Mm. Starts freaking out, flickering. And I was all like fired up and mad. Plus, it's bedtime, and every mom
it's
is psychotic nightmare. Around bedtime.
Yeah, it's a nightmare time. It's a nightmare time, period. End of story.
So
print it.
Britt looks at the light, and he's like, oh, do you think that – you think maybe, because I have my husband, like, convinced that, like, lights and stuff is, like, ghosts using energy to, like, communicate with us.
Oh, my God.
So Britt was like, hey, do you think that's your dad? I go, yeah, it better be. He better be apologizing for his dog pissing all over my house. I'm so mad right now about it. And the light starts flickering again.
No.
Swear to God.
It's like, don't you talk back to me.
No, I know he was like, no, I know exactly what's going on, blah, 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 blah. And so my husband and I were just standing there looking at it, and – he was like, do you want to ask him anything? And I was like, it's okay, Dad. I love her. She's just a pain in the butt right now. He's like, you want to ask him anything else? Like, confirm that it's him? Kristen's shaking her head no.
Nope, I don't. Sir, I bid thee. I hope all things are well. I will not engage.
So at this point, I was like, the light was back to normal. It wasn't flickering anymore. And I go, if this is my dad, he's going to tell me to make sure to vote. And that son of a bitch lit up like the 4th of July. I'm not joking you. My husband was so freaked out. He was like not even moving. He was just like it was answering, just like he would answer in a conversation. So that I also feel like he was there to be like, hey, I'm coming to get the dog off your hands. Like, she's going to be with me eating cheeseburgers.
Now you have plenty of time to vote.
Dog park in heaven. No excuse not to vote in person.
Get out to the polls.
1,000%, which next week, everybody do it.
Yeah. Well, except this will be past that time.
Oh, will it? No, it won't be. This is going to be the 27th.
All right. So, because they'll have a week.
Yeah.
Get out and vote.
You'll be off your Halloween hangover.
Yeah.
So, I don't usually think ghost stuff is that scary? Because I just feel like it's this other universe that you just can't see.
That's what I would like to kindly disagree. How do you do it in debate? I would like to kindly disagree with Madam Smedley about the ghosts are actually terrifying on every
level.
Why?
They're not there to like.
Even when they're helpful, they're scary. What are you talking about? First of all, here's my real truth. Now it's going to happen.
Okay.
I don't believe in ghosts, but now I'm going to be a portal for all ghosts.
You don't believe in ghosts or you're so scared that you just say that you don't?
I think that I'm not going to say I don't believe in them because I don't want to tempt fate.
Uh-huh.
But I also believe I would be that person that they were like, all right, now you're going to be a portal where we can all like use your body and come through and talk to people. And I would be like Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost, and I'd have to be everybody's like conduit. And I don't want that kind of trouble. I don't want any guests right now.
That's what I feel like is like you. It's not that you don't believe in ghosts. It's that you super believe in them. And maybe you're just like shutting them out or something because you're like a little. Kristen's kind of like a hummingbird constantly. She's on a different frequency. It's like string theory. She's like, oh God, I got a message from somebody that, you know, the ring's in the safety deposit box or something like that. Like, she's trying to shut it all out.
I'd be the worst medium. They would be like, we can't get this bitch to follow through with anything. She has the attention span of a gnat. We just need you to deliver a message. Stop going to Target. We never said you needed to go here.
Kristen would have like a week where like, she wasn't eating or doing laundry. We're like, oh, she's a medium this week.
She's a medium this week.
Just so many people talking to her. She cannot focus up.
talking to my mom. That would be great. Hey, ghost, come on in. Anything other than remote learning. I would take a literal haunting over remote learning right now. That's what I would say.
Well, it so is a haunting. So if the ghosts want to
take me over and use me as a vessel, that's way better than me having to do any more social studies. I don't care.
I will say I think that that is scary. The idea that somebody could like – or like
– that's what it is. Are you not talking about like – I mean, are we getting into the deep cut of ghosts? Because I feel like – okay, so – I did some research about ghosts and I freaked me out, but I was looking at like all like the most famous places in the world that are haunted. And my takeaway was like, they're always a hotel. It's a random house here or there, but always it's a woman that's been murdered by her husband. And they give her the dumbest names, like the floating white woman or the floating green woman or the floating woman.
What did you read this on?
I don't know. Clickbait.
Floatingladies.com.
Floatingladies.com. You can also order their apparel. I don't know.
Fetish website.
I'm not telling anybody I'm a journalist. You can't trust what I say.
There is. Okay. I'm going to dive deep into stuff I don't know anything about. Great. Because I do
believe.
We
are not fact checkers.
We're not.
We are unfact.
You can tell me I'm wrong.
And then I'd go like this. Yeah, that seems right.
And my husband's from New York. I hear it every day. I know that I'm wrong about most things. So like, I think there's energy.
Me too.
So I think
me too.
That is what exists. And so whenever
I'm taking a note so I don't forget because of my ADD, you have to write down notes. And I wrote down the word energy. That's
why she would be a tough medium, because if there was a ghost talking to her, she would just like.
Keep my attention. Don't be boring, uncle.
Just look at me. Not yeah. So I think that like energy can like leave itself places. So like something like everybody says like the field at Gettysburg is one of the most haunted places ever.
Yeah.
Because it was like so horrific that there's energy left there.
Do you want to hear something really dark?
Yes.
This is really
dark.
You
know I do, because
I don't talk about this very often. But it was literally one of the most life-changing experiences for me. I was a production assistant on the movie Monsters Ball mm-hmm. with Halle Berry and in Louisiana, which she ended up winning the Academy Award for. And when I tell you as a production assistant, just so everybody knows, that's a fancy word for lowest person on the totem pole. I was like, I would get bottles of water for people. I couldn't have, and I loved it. I love that kind of energy and whatever. And we went to Angola Prison where we shot for 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
And I got to go into a room where they used to electrocute people. And they no longer, that's obviously no longer allowed. They do like lethal injection or whatever. But they brought in, for the movie, they brought in an electric chair from the Historical Society. And guess who they strapped in it to test to see if all the straps worked? This lady right here. And I will admit, I went too far. I was really trying to deep dive into like what my feelings were about the death. I mean, I was like,
ma'am,
whatever.
We don't need you to method act right now.
Yeah,
you're going to have to go to Starbucks right after this. So please get out of your zone.
Which is so true. They were like, hi, where is Kristen? Can she bring us waters and towels?
There's a toilet clogged in one of the campers.
I'm like having this like entire moment and they're like, can she not have opinions and just get her ass back to work, please? So they have me strapped in this chair. Ugh. I will tell you that room, they had the viewing room. I'd never been in anything like that. So I wanted to have this like full experience. And I will tell you, when you walk into that room, the temperature of the room changes, and that is not the AC. And it was the literal saddest. This room, to anybody else, it literally looks like a conference room with a window in it. You don't know the difference because it's not used that for that anymore.
Yeah.
So this was a movie set. So they cleared everything out. But then they open the curtain, just like this window here, and behind it is the family. And as I was sitting there, I was like, this is literally and I felt super sick to my stomach.
God, I'm picturing
it. Felt so cold in there. And I was like, and I would say that's why I believe in energy, like you do. I believe in that energy because where that energy was so cold, when you get a room full of women who are having a good time, it ain't nothing but heat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the energy shifts based on like, I always say like, and this isn't to just talk about us, but like we've been so lucky to do those shows with all those women.
Yeah.
Man, I'm like, if there is not power in a group of 2,000 women sitting with each other, that feels like women in there that are going through chemo, women in there that are dealing with sick kids or they're sick or they get in there and they're like, I feel this like power of sisterhood. I fucking buy into that 1,000%. Yeah, Kristen's like,
you can see this from space, I bet.
You can see this from space. Energy. If we all start our periods after this, shit is getting real in those rooms. And that's not, like, we've always said it's less about us and it's more just about that party that's going on. But I do believe in energy. I believe in the power of...
Well, this is kind of what, like, I know there's, like, pheromones and things like that that are, like, measurable. But you know this because you worked as a bartender. Like, you have...
You guys, I went from the electric chair to a bartender. Not much different. Yeah,
she went from a PA to bartender.
Yeah. You guys have nothing but success.
It sets you up for parenting really well because you...
You have
all you are
no
is a
idea.
Gopher and a chef. Short order
totally,
cook.
Totally.
Yeah. So, but when you're like in a bar, you could walk in middle of something happening. And you're like, the energy in here is really strange.
Yep.
You can tell that like there's anger in a
If there's going to be a fight between... Yep. You can pick it up. Like you can pick up that there's a fight that's going to break out and you don't know who those two people are.
That's, so if something happens in a space... Like in a hotel room, like in a place where a woman is the scaredest that she's ever been
in her life.
It imprints on the place or something.
I believe
there's like,
that.
I think like, you know, they can prove like 12 different dimensions. I think energy can be so big it like crosses dimensions. So you can like feel it for a long time.
Also, this is how I get more even pro woman is I believe that women are so highly intuitive and they have such strong intuition. That's why we walk into a room and if like... somebody's not having a great time, we like immediately go to them and we're like, I can tell something's off. I'm going to take care of it. I don't need to know what it is. I can tell you're having a bad day. Or you can sense that. Whereas guys are like, does anybody have any dip? Like,
exactly.
I know that women are picking up on shit. So if they're in a room where someone's been murdered, they're like, something's happened in this room.
Yes.
And it is not humping.
It is exactly like, when women were cave people, they would be like,
ugh,
I got to protect this young human. And I got this feeling there's a cheetah around. You just like get this sense like you're spidey.
It is not a woman wearing a wonderful coat. Yeah. It is an actual cheetah.
That cave woman is like, I'm going to give myself a cheetah skirt. And I didn't even
You know what? I've wanted
it.
A new fanny pack for a while and Gucci ain't coming out with nothing new. So
not for thousands
of years.
Well, that's, I mean, so I think they will figure out how to measure all that stuff and like prove that it's like, it's just another dimension that's like butting up against this one, which for us, it's freaky because I did go to a psychic after my dad died and she was like, he's trying to talk to you, but he doesn't want to scare you. Like, because.
See, and that stuff doesn't freak you out. That stuff keeps me up at night.
Really?
Oh!
But why?
Because it's not normal. I don't want, because it's going to, what else? So, okay, great. I go to a psychic and they're like, hey, your aunt wants to talk to you. She's unhappy with some of the jokes you've made. And then all of a sudden I'm talking to my aunt. Then I'm like, oh, great. What else does that mean? Like, am I going to accidentally trip and go into like hell space and have to exist there? Like,
that's your Catholic talking right there. That's your Catholic aunt's coming back to mind.
She's so Catholic. She's like, your track record sucks.
Because I think that like once... generally speaking, like water is under the bridge when you have passed on, you
sure,
know?
Sure.
So I think the scary thing about it and the thing that is scary for all of us is that like, what if somebody had such an axe to grind that they took it with them into the next dimension?
Well, what if they don't know that like, okay.
That they're gone.
Did you ever see the movie The Others? This was a whole section I had about like the scariest movies you've ever seen, but this is a good transition.
Tell me, I don't watch scary movies because-
Why? Okay, see, that makes no sense. You're fine to like
because
tempt the god.
All they do, is paint ghosts in a very bad light, and I don't think they're
all
bad.
You need to watch The Others because the reveal at that movie is wonderful, and that is not what is happening. I can't believe you haven't seen The Others because I think that would be
right. I'm gonna put it in my phone. I'll watch it.
Your alley. It's with Nicole Kidman. Well, now I can't talk about it because I'm gonna tell you the end.
Oh, well, come tell on. Me.
No,
you know I'm not gonna watch it.
Yes, you
know
are. You might. You need to stop watching all that other stuff, which is a literal nightmare, and like. Start watching this.
All I watch is like the scientific part of ghosts. I don't watch the like, I can't watch like demonic possession because I think that's all kind of BS.
You think exorcisms and all that? I do too. It freaks me out.
It's a way
just
for the
scary
church to make money. I think it's like, listen, Catholics and Scientologists, at some point, we got to admit to the fact that people have multiple personality disorder and stuff like that, you know?
Or they don't. They're just like, every religion's trying to make some extra dough. Like, you can literally, like, sorry, why do we not just call what it is? Like, you're like, I'm a priest. I got some options that are a la carte. Or I'm a rabbi. You can pay for this. Or you can call it, you work for the universe and you're going to have someone come in and sage your house. All of it comes at a dime.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's getting paid in spirits.
And I don't want it to sound like I'm bagging on Catholics, because everybody I love is Catholic. However, it let's just call it what it is. It's like, you know what? I don't know if this like Melaleuca soap is really doing shit, but it's not hurting anything. So I don't think this exorcism is going to hurt anything. But actually,
exorcisms are kind of hurt.
Yeah,
and they are also aren't. That's like a high level Catholic thing. If like you're Catholic, that's like Fight Club.
Yeah, I knew somebody who had two exorcisms.
No way, they had them on themselves.
No, their parents had them done when they were
their parents had them exercised like twice.
Like the sweetest person you've ever met. And yeah, I was like, I have issues with my mom because she didn't like.
I love that they're like, she needs an exorcism. She's 15. She's willful. We can't get her to do the dishes. Can you come and take out this devil person that's running her? And it's like, no, I can't because she is 15.
I understand the desire to do so. I'm not saying I don't get it, because I went through a stage that probably paralleled a heavy metal interest as well. I'm sure I had like an Ozzy Osbourne album that gave the wrong signals.
Your parents are like, she's a devil worshiper.
But I thank God that they're like, my parents were enough to be like, you know what? She's going to be who she is.
And so, your dad loved music. He was like, I can appreciate all music.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't going to be worried that you listen to Ozzy Osbourne. And he's going to be like, she's fighting the man.
My parents would have been like, we don't care if she's a devil worshiper as long as she pays taxes and takes care of us when we get old.
Literally. I sort of feel the same way. I'm like, it's not my thing. I don't want you to kill anything.
No.
And I don't want you to, but who am I to judge? Like,
if we're all consenting adults and human beings, that's where I draw the line at judgment.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever gets you to put some money in a coffer. If the devil worshippers are raising some good money for philanthropy,
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Also, I don't want to put out there too. I don't want to bash the Catholics, and I don't want to say good things about devil worshippers, because I know
they're both very close.
I'd like to say I don't know what I'm talking about on either front, but I'm just saying, like, I'm willing to admit that I don't know things.
I don't know anything. And I say that all the time. I literally, if I was an essay, I would have no sources. They'd be like, you were supposed to support your facts.
She's like, I have strong feelings.
Strong feelings and no fact-based anything.
Yeah. Well, that's what I feel like right now. We're still flat earth in terms of like ghosts in the afterlife. And so years from now, when we have like, this is okay. My husband has been very in the same camp as you, like
forever,
most of his life.
Yeah.
And he, I really do feel like, is that he's had things happen that were very like scary to him that he can't explain. And so he just would like to disbelieve that it's a possibility and totally lean into like logic that is provable currently.
That feels fair. But your husband lost his mom when he was young. And I think when you grieve, like, I love the idea that like you would see something that would make you think of that person and that would bring you some sense of peace.
Yeah.
That to me feels magical and something I believe that we need and feels okay. What I'm talking about is like sitting down with someone, it's like, I need to talk to my father. I can't. I will freak. And I also am like, that is not, what if it's not him? What if it's a devil version and he's trying to manipulate the system? It can be dark.
I don't know, but if you're going to talk to a dark person, maybe. But like when I talked to that psychic about my dad, the way that I knew I was 1000% talking to him was he was like, this seems like a bunch of bullshit to me, but whatever's going to make my daughter get off my back for a while, I'll give it a try.
God, like, isn't that funny if your parents in the afterlife are annoyed with you, that feels so good.
I was like, okay.
Everything is right in the world.
No, he's not broken up missing me. I can like...
Yeah, he's like, Jen, I just can you give me a minute?
Yeah, he's like, hey, Jen, why don't you forget my birthday again? And
let's go back to normal.
Balance your checkbook because I can see now that you haven't.
Yeah, you need to focus on your financial situation more than me. Stop paying these fucking psychics.
I know, he would be so mad.
I know. He'd be like, how much? Let's cut out the middleman. You can just pay me directly. Put it in my
birthday present. So I know.
But you know what? I'm not going to sit here and say I don't believe in those things, but it's so funny. You know, I love unsolved mysteries. God, I can bring back everything in my lifetime and solve mysteries. But there's a whole section in unsolved mysteries where there's always some, like, a woman was traveling and broke down in the middle of Kansas, and a man helped her put a tire back on, and later they found out that man had died 100 years ago. And I'm like, the dead man ghost helped her with her tire. That shit freaks me out.
I have one of
but
those.
But it's a good ghost. It freaks me out.
So I had a meaningless ghost experience.
You had a meeting with a ghost?
A meaningless ghost experience.
What does that mean?
Like,
it sounded like you meant you had a Zoom meeting with a dead person, and I hate that.
Nope, I'll tell you what it was. Ugh. I'll tell you what it was. Like, it wasn't one of those, like, I was in a house, I was scared, blah, blah, blah. I was in Kansas City driving back to Nebraska in a blizzard.
You saw a white woman.
Nope, I saw.
Not a white woman. A white ghost, that's what they always call
I saw Colonel Sanders.
Jen.
Walking by the side of the road. I swear to God, the chicken guy, Colonel Sanders, white hair, white suit.
I don't want to call bullshit on this, but I want to just point out that it was a blizzard and it was a man, and there was literal white stuff hanging from the sky. This is why I care.
I was in the car with a friend, and I was like, not going to say anything because I'm like, there's no way that I just saw Colonel Sanders.
Did you do mushrooms?
Not this trip. I turned to my friend and I was like, did you? And he goes, yes, I saw it too. Like, we were both so
in a white tie with a black bolo.
Why was that black bolo tie? Like,
are you telling me you saw the black bolo tie?
I could see the black tie. So I could make sense of like snow being covering a person. But this was like the tie was still like
crisp
black.
We're from the Midwest. You know, that's not an uncommon fashion.
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. A guy that old's not going to be out walking through
a
blizzard.
You don't know my uncle. My uncle was white. He enjoyed it.
It was your Uncle Sanders.
Well, I've got, how many uncles do I have? I'm just saying, okay.
You were related to him somehow.
I want to believe
you. He was like a lost Confederate.
He's like, finger looking good.
He really, I swear to you, it happened. And I would have thought I was crazy if I didn't confirm it without actually saying what I had just seen to the person in the car next to me.
I don't like any of those stories. This is the shit I'm talking
about. But it's meaningless. We drove by. Like, it was
meaningless, like, ghost. I just randomly saw Colonel Sanders. No big deal. I don't know if you have a meaningless ghost experience. Because then what are the other ghost experiences? They're like, I saw this ghost and she's like,
I don't know when they're trying to tell you something. Because my grandparents lived in this house in Oklahoma, and they had a dog trainer ghost named Kenneth. No, that's my uncle. No, there was this guy named Kenneth who I imagined to be like a big queenie dog trainer.
Oh, God. Like, those are the best.
Number out at a lot of bars, and they used to still get phone calls for Kenneth. And they're like, Kenneth is dead.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That would be terrible.
That you're getting calls for a dead person? Yes.
Or that, like, or maybe it's really awesome and a compliment to him that he's like, hey, man, even after I've made my way, people still want a little bit of Kenneth.
But whenever we would visit their house, my brother and I were like mortified because we totally thought it was haunted. Like, even adults didn't want to go in the basement of my grandparents' house. They would be like, you go. You come with me. Well, I'll go get ice, but you got to come with me.
I've never been in a house that I thought was haunted.
Except for mine.
Yeah, yours. Which you have to tell that story about. Didn't Britt, like, I say this with love and kindness because I've known Britt for 100 years. Didn't he, like, scare you when you were holding the kid?
Yeah. And I peed myself. We lived in this house that we rented this house, and only two families had lived there before. Like, the first people.
Yeah, one had lived there for, like, 30 years.
Yeah. And then the people who had lived there next lived there for like 30 years and they still owned it. And we rented this house from them. And when we moved in, we had just gotten married. And I was like, that grandpa, the ladies that rented it to us, I was like, their dad's still in this house. I can tell he's still in this house. But I didn't want to freak out my husband. And he was still in the like mode where he thought
it's
I like, was
don't
like,
say it in front of the realtor. Don't say it in front of the realtor.
Yeah, or he was still like thinking that I was crazy. But he had like worked so much on this house that if you would like go to hang a picture, like put a nail in the wall, a faucet would turn on or the lights would flicker.
Sir, you have to leave.
So much so that we got to the point whenever we were going to do anything, we would say out loud in the house, we'd be like, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to paint the room because it's going to make the house better and cleaner looking if we paint it, and then the weird shit wouldn't happen. And one time I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
This story is the worst.
I got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom and I got like, so the bathroom was like in the hallway. And as soon as I reached like the bedroom door, I just felt my husband was behind me. And I was like, oh, he thinks he's going to scare me. That's hilarious. Like, I don't know why he's doing this. And I sat in the bathroom and I could feel him standing. It was totally dark. You couldn't see anything. And I could feel him standing next to me. And I was like, get to the joke. What are you trying to do to me, man? And I was like, Weedy's too quiet. Like, no ankles are popping. Like, no, nothing is happening. And I did the math in my head and I said from the toilet, I go,
wait, you were on the toilet?
I was on the toilet. And this pervo ghost was standing next to me. No. I just 1,000% felt this person next to me. And then when I realized there was no way it could be him because his body, like, you like, your clothes make noise or something. I go, Brit? And he could tell by my voice, he said, from the bed, he goes, I'm right here. Like, he knew that I thought he was next to me. Like,
and then did you?
I gave the ghost a hand job. And it was the biggest fight we've ever had because my husband is like, you're so lazy. You don't do anything with me sexually. Like, or just a lay there, lame.
Grandpa Ghost was like, hey, if you want to hang pictures and you want to live in my house, you have to.
You got to pay to play, girl.
You got to pay to play. You got to give me a handski in order to, like, I don't like your artwork. I don't like your style. I don't like what's going on. I'll be real quiet if you just.
It was so scary.
Give it a little tug on the rug.
That was a really freaky experience because I couldn't figure out like what this ghost was trying to communicate to me. But when my husband would go out of town.
I think his boner might have told you everything you needed to know.
I was like, what's pounding on my forehead in the middle of the night? Oh my God. Bunk, bunk, bunk.
I'm going to die.
But I did. I used to like when my husband was out of town and the kids were born, I feel like he was like grandpa was like protective of the kids because if I got freaked out because we live like sort
of. But you're not freaked out by grandpa. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're like, hey, grandpa ghost, watch my kids.
Because it occurred to me one night when I was super scared and Dash was a baby, I was like, if there's a reason that I really legitimately need to be scared right now, I need to go get that baby and get the F out of here.
Oh.
So I said to myself, like, be serious. And I also got, because you when you're like a new mom, you automatically are like, I'm going to hunt down and kill the cheetah.
Yeah.
Like, you're
I got to get rid of the threats before they even become an issue.
I'm going to like cycle through. If this is a legitimate threat, I need to deal with it. But otherwise, I need to get some sleep.
That's my thing. And when we were in, where were we? We've stayed in two famously haunted hotels. One of them was in San Antonio. And you were like, oh my God, I can feel the energy. And Renee was very into it. And everybody was very into it.
We've stayed in three.
Right.
Rhode Island.
Yep. One of them was in San Antonio. The other one was in California here in Riverside.
Yep.
Very famous. That was the only one that I was like, I feel this feel. So my thing
is. No, weird stuff happened when we stayed there.
I walk in and I always say the same thing. Hello, if you are joining me, I would just like to say now that I intend to watch Outlander later and it's my business. I'm on my own without my kids and I'm going to. you know what? This is, it relieves lower back pain. So if you're not, if you have any judgments about it, sir, madam, please exit the premise.
Go to another room.
I'm going to go to Jen's room where she believes in me and she's not humping herself.
I'm
going to
freak her out all night. And what is this fool doing watching Ghost Hunters?
In the middle of a haunted hotel. She's too available. I'll go back to creepy weird lady. That
you know what? Nope. I changed my mind.
You know
again.
What? I'm not going to deal with either one of these broads. I'm going to go find someone that's way more fun to haunt, like a married couple.
You know. And- yeah. A newlywed couple.
Newlywed couple that thinks they're going to have affairs this evening.
You know that that ghost is like, I don't want to come into Jen's room. She's going to either like talk about her feelings or her favorite foods to eat. And
mine, they're going to be like, she's just fast. Too much. I'm going to get out. My husband's favorite thing to say is if, because you know, when we talk about our husbands dying, which is a terrible thing to think about, I think most women are kind of like, oh my God, that feels so sad. But your first thought is like, how do I preserve the family? What do I do for them?
Yeah.
So my first thought was like, oh my God, if something happened to me, my first thought is I want my husband to get remarried. I want him to like settle into a family, like whatever that means. And
yeah, when we talk about us dying. Yeah.
But the second they talk about them dying, my husband's like, you will be alone. That sounds terrible and untrue. Ghost action on the other side.
You guys are perfectly suited for one another.
We are not ghost doing anything like that.
I have literally told my husband, I'm like, anything happens to me, you get married right away. And he has a list of names I've given him. I'm like, I don't care if they're currently married. They'll be good parents to the kids.
That's how women think. They're like pragmatic, give permission. But men are like, you will not. You will not be soiled by another man. I'm like, you don't know me. I might go real young to someone that wants to get athletic.
That's right.
I'm going to get an IUD. We're going to play around all the time. It's going to be great.
It's like, I feel like I shouldn't have lied to you so much about my life before we met. And then you'd be much more okay with what happens.
My husband would come down. Literally, that would be who the ghost would be to visit me. And he'd be like, why are you giving so many blowjobs right now? You never did that when I was on Earth. This is bullshit. I did nothing but work for you and I got one on my birthday. You're like giving them out like they're candy. Gross.
You are not going to do that.
I would not. I honestly would not.
No.
My husband's fine in the afterlife. He'll be like, she ain't going to do it then either.
Yeah. Plus you're like, I'm grieving. You just make me happy.
Yeah.
You go to work on me, young college lad.
Gross. I couldn't deal with that. I'd be like, oh, exhausting. I couldn't. I would just be exhausted. I'd be like, you know what? Ugh, can't.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, you want to do that again? It's been a couple hours.
And then I would get like
I'm just
weird
on, like,
about
a twice a week schedule.
I'd be like, you need to focus on being successful. Like, what are you doing with your life? That's what I would do. I would ruin a really sexy opportunity and make it – I would do what I do to situations and I would make it unsexy.
It's fine.
That's another horror story that we can talk about.
That's why like older men can date younger women because
– Oh, no, they can't.
Well, I don't like it, but it's – I tell you what.
They can't.
Older women dating younger men, it's sort of like – be like, really, so much football? What if you spent this time looking up penny stocks? What happens then? What happens if you just got your master's?
But you know what? Like, man, now we're on another tangent, but I'm going to say it. Like, I do feel like that is a hard thing to deal with. Like, if you were if you were 50 and you were having a good time with a guy, let's say he's 28, so none of it's filthy. Okay. I feel like the idea of that makes me exhausted.
Oh, yeah. No,
I would need it to be like a weekend at like Bridges of Madison County or weekend at Sandals Resort. I wouldn't want it to be like a long time thing.
Which is sort of the same reason that I feel like an older man dating a younger, super younger woman is because I just feel like you got to bring the same shit to the table. Like this, like the same life experience. Like, and my husband is how many years older than
me? He's not that much older than you. It's not that, it's not like gross.
Yeah, it's not like 15. No, it's a 20, reasonable,
it's like
years.
What, eight? No, it's more than that. It's eight.
Yeah, it's eight.
It's eight. That feels totally normal to me. And I'm four and a half, four grades older than my husband. And that feels fine. But yeah, like age can be a thing. That's a whole nother. Jesus.
This
can
is I a different.
Let me We're go. Talking Let about me loop ghosts. Back. I'm going to loop back. I got to loop back. You know back.
What? Let me loop it back. So young ladies don't date ghosts. Don't date guys that are almost ghosts.
Yeah. Because you need. That's a great way to put it. Don't.
You need an equal.
Date their almost ghost.
Yeah.
You need an equal. That's you right. need a non-almost ghost. Okay, let me ask you a question. I have a couple fun questions for you.
Okay.
Okay, answer this as fast as you can without thinking. Ready?
Okay.
Scariest movie you've ever seen ever in your whole life, go.
Poltergeist.
Same!
Yeah, scarred me. Scarred
and it was me. PG-13. Did you know that? It was
That's PG-13. That's back when you could show boobs in a G-rated movie, though. That's right. Like...
Yeah, like...
10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Disney was like, we slip a nip, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Yeah, PG-13. Gremlins was PG-13 too. And they put a gremlin in a blender.
Is it weird that movie didn't scare me? It annoyed me. I didn't like that.
It's funny that it's annoyed you. It didn't scare me, but I just watched it again. And it's the campiest, dumbest thing I've ever seen. Stupid. And I super enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There's so many. It's so bad. It's a great first horror film if your kid's like, I want to watch something scary. Because we can't like, here's the difference between us and our parents. Like my parents were like, yeah, Freddy Krueger seems fine.
Oh, my gosh.
I
went
through. I slept in my parents' bed way past the point of appropriateness.
My husband and I talked about this recently. It was like a big deal to get a shower after watching that movie. I was so scared.
I was scared. And I also, I'm going to say something that's going to, it's disturbing. I'm mildly buzzed. I found Freddy Krueger mildly attractive.
He was cut. He was ripped up.
He was ripped up. Was, yeah. And I wanted to know what was behind those broken eyes. I felt disgusting and confused and
I also, aroused. It's Stockholm Syndrome for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, do you get what I'm saying?
That's why people had finally... people had posters of him and stuff like that on their wall.
What?
take that sweater off, nice and slow. Stop
it! I get it. You're aggressive.
But you know how? Have we talked about that? Is that Wes Craven or was it Clive Barker? No,
no. I think you may
Wes Craven.
It might be Wes Craven. I need to know for sure.
I read an article that
he did Scream. Wes Craven did Scream for sure.
Yes, huge horror guy.
We're gonna get this wrong. My friend Ruben's gonna like write a strongly worded letter that I'm going to get all this wrong.
I won't care about that because I don't like horror.
I do. At all. I live for it. I want a movie. I've always said but I want a movie that's so scary. Do you know that
Freddy Krueger was a real person who used to stand?
Jen!
I'm going to tell you right now. When he was a teenager, he lived in like...
Where are you getting this?
I read this article. What was the inspiration for Nightmare on Elm Street? There was this guy who would wait for the bus down under a stoplight in this red and green striped sweater with a fedora hat on, and he would watch the guy all the time and was like, that guy's really scary. And he said one night that guy looked up to him and waved. He knew the guy down there always knew that this kid was watching him, and he became this like, I got chills all over my body. So it's like based on what he was really scared of.
That's why that guy was so scary, because the idea that you couldn't go to sleep, and you know me, come 9 o'clock.
She's out like
that is a heavy time for me. And I'm like, I'm gonna die so fast.
Yeah, she's first.
She's
the appetizer.
I'm so first.
Yeah.
I don't even stand a chance of second or third. I'm like right through that waterbed. Cut through, done. Killed. Buddy, I find him attractive. So I'd be like, well, go down in a flame of glory.
And you know Jennifer Aniston was one of the she was in it that was up in the ceiling getting like
No. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I know Johnny Depp was in it.
He was? I didn't
totally
know that.
Guy through Jennifer, the waterbed.
I think that was Jennifer Aniston. We can look it up, but I'm pretty sure that it was
Either
her.
Way, I'm happy about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so your scariest movie, Poltergeist, if you've seen it, it's terrified me. Saw it with a babysitter.
Yeah.
My parents came home and they're like, we can't get this kid out of her bed. What happened?
So, and that movie was cursed. Craig T. Nelson is the only person still alive.
Yes. Totally true.
And the little lady.
No, she's not alive anymore.
She's not?
Mm-mm.
Well, she lived a while. She had a good life.
She had a good life. Yeah. Well, she's like, I was supporting. If I died and I wasn't categorized as a lead, that'd be sucky.
Yeah. I was like corpse five and I, what the hell?
Why does the corpse rub off on me? I didn't even get a lead title.
I don't even get residuals off this. This is bullshit, man.
That's amazing. I think I wrote down some of the scariest movies. I blame Ruben, my friend. when a stranger calls back, but there's two. It's either when a stranger calls back or when the stranger calls back again or something like that. It's
when a stranger calls and when a stranger calls back.
Yes.
Okay.
When a stranger calls, when a stranger calls back. And it's this, when a stranger calls back, is about a girl that's babysitting two kids and there's a knock at a door. You never see him. And he's like, hey, my car broke down. Could I borrow your phone? And she's like, I'm not comfortable with this. I'm sorry. And he goes, okay, yeah, no problem. Leaves. And it's this whole thing where he keeps knocking and he's like, well, I know you're in there by yourself. So can you? And then the kids go, the kids disappear. I mean, it's the most terrifying thing. And I saw that deep into my 20s and I was like, I'm not going to make it through. But any movie with a kid in it.
Oh, I can't. Yeah.
Is the most. Do you remember Pet Sematary when we were younger?
Yeah.
And there was a part where the kid saws through the Achilles heel. He's cute as hell and he's cutting.
Gage. I read the book.
Gage. You like Stephen King.
I do like Stephen King. And somehow like reading a horror book rather than watching the movie.
Is it fun?
It puts you in control of it a little bit more.
Because I've never read a horror story. I read a lot, surprisingly, a lot of James Patterson. A lot of.
I like Stephen King because it's. Like, I think it's good writing because much like
great
the,
writer,
like,
yeah.
J.R. Tolkien, like all the hot, it's, I read those and it's how you picture it when you see it in the movie. They communicate the idea so well.
Clearly.
That's how other people interpret it also. And that's how Stephen King is, I think.
It was really scary. The beginning of it, I was on a plane. I was on a plane with you and I, like a dumb shit, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm not. Quiet on a plane when I watch a movie. Jen. Oh,
she's like, oh, don't go in there. Oh, don't open that door.
I get so embarrassed because Jen's like, sometimes we get sat across the aisle, not sat next to each other. And I'm like, I'm going to watch a movie and I'll lose myself. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Oh, no. And then I look over and I know she's like, Kristen, you're being really loud.
It's not. Honestly, that bad, but she does do this, and there's no exaggeration. No. And then she takes her headphones off and gets up and has to like walk down the aisle. And I'm like, quit watching the movie, Kristen. If it's that bad, or she'll be like, I can't. That's it. I can't.
And I do it to myself, and I enjoy it, and I hate it, and that's exactly who I am as a person. You know what other movie terrified me that was so scary, and I was 7 months pregnant when it came out. Paranormal Activity,
I can't even think about it.
Jiminy Christmas. I went to it and the first big reveal comes late into the movie. So you're like waiting. And then this big reveal happens.
Yeah.
And I flexed and peed. Oh. And I was like, did I just force my water to break? I have to leave this theater. So my husband and I left early and then I watched it later after I had delivered the baby. I didn't go that night, but I do think it.
That movie is really scary. And so
it was wonderful.
Our friend Ryan did the face at the end to me.
Oh, like, I thought you meant in the movie. I was like,
no.
What?
No, he loves all that.
Me
guys,
too. I know. We talk true crime all the time.
Yeah. No. So he was telling me about the movie and I'm like, no, just tell me because I'll never watch it. Like, it's too scary.
Jen gets nightmares if you retell her about a movie that was scary.
I do. I picture because he made the face at the end and he did it so accurately that I was like, well, that's scary, but if that's the scariest part of it, I'll watch the movie. And
it's terrifying.
It's so horror because they make it feel like it could happen.
Hell yeah. It looks like it's all done on a Ring app. If you haven't seen it and you want a good time with your hubs or whatever, and you're like your partner and you're like cozy on the couch and you want to like crap your pants, watch Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, that's if you want to be real sexy, crap your pants, toot, fart, pee yourself because you keep jumping.
If that movie's worth its salt, I'll do all of those things. Well, I need to do all of those things for that movie to get a good Rotten Tomatoes score for me.
I'm sure that everybody's seen it, but that is one of those movies where I'm like, hey, wait a second. Let's not vilify the other side. Like, let's not make it seem like everybody who's haunting is like a Ouija board, like dark witch kind of person. Like that's probably because why can't I call my gang of like great uncles to come and defend me? Like why?
Wait, are you saying they did vilify the other side?
That's what I'm saying.
They did it right, Jen. What are they supposed to do? Have a movie of like, you guys, we found this really haunting group of quilters.
Yes.
They're going to come in and they're going to show us.
You know what? That might
rings.
Not be what Hollywood wants, but I tell you what, there's a group of quilters out there that could share
that would
some
be really
amazing
chilling.
Recipes.
That'd be chilling if that was like just this like real fun group of like Midwest like ladies in your house that are like, oh my God, it's like the practical magic of Nebraska.
Okay, you keep going because I have some creepy stuff I was going to tell
you. Okay, what's your scary thing?
Oh, okay. So I read this thing a long time ago and I have to bring it up. That's a pizza order. Okay.
Oh boy, I thought she was going to say it different. She's like looking at her phone like, that's a
penis pic. Picture. The whole thing.
I didn't know that was a thing, that when you start dating it nowadays, people send people pictures of their wiener bits.
You know what?
Talk
I tell
about
you,
a horror.
It certainly cuts to the chase, right?
But
it's,
why?
You know.
Oh, God, guys. I think we got to start a dating site anyway.
Well, because I think if you got like a weird wiener pick, you might be like, but how motivated are you?
I would not be motivated by a picture of his wiener. I'd be motivated by his credit score.
We'll see. That's, you could get somebody to text a picture of their credit score.
That'd be great. That doesn't feel offensive.
No.
Send me your financials.
I just feel like it's like going in for a health check.
You cannot. I don't even believe that half the wiener pictures that are taken are authenticated. I think they're different.
So I think.
Okay.
I read these like years ago and these freaked me out.
Are these the. Okay.
The two line horror movies.
Oh.
Oh,
what a great thing. Okay. I've heard of these. I haven't.
Yay. I think they had like a contest on Creepypasta or something like that, which, you know, that website.
No,
because
I don't.
Stuff. No, you don't
do anything on the interwebs.
Yeah. It's a lot of reading. I don't think you're going to.
Do you know the Dewey Decimal System? Because I do and I miss it. Go ahead.
Okay. So they had this like challenge to write a two line, like super scary story.
Love it.
So, okay. Here's the first one. There was a picture in my phone of me sleeping. I live alone. Okay, I gotta find my favorite one. Oh, this is my favorite one. I think this one won. You hear your mom calling you into the kitchen. As you're heading down the stairs, you hear a whisper from the closet saying, "Don't go down there, honey. I heard it too."
Oh my God!
Is that so scary?
That's so scary.
It's so scary.
Wait, read it again. Read it again.
You hear your mom calling you into the kitchen. As you're heading down the stairs, you hear a whisper from the closet saying, "Don't go down there, honey. I heard it too."
That is amazing. You'd hear my mom go, "I'm in the closet, honey. This is a real shithole and you need to organize better." That's
what my mom would be like, "Hey, one of my ex-boyfriends is down there. I've already called the feds, but
just move on. Don't make any mention of it."
Yeah.
Just, you know what? Oh my God, that's so creepy. Well, that brings us to what do you have another one?
Oh God, there's a million of them.
There's a million
of them? They're so
good.
That
one is really good.
This is the one that will freak out moms.
Okay, because I'm going to write down a creepy kid thing that I heard them say that freaked me the fuck out. Okay, go.
Now I'm going to regret saying this, but it's so scary. My daughter won't stop crying and screaming in the middle of the night. I visit her grave and ask her to stop, but it doesn't
help. No.
I know. That's why it's so scary, because it hits every freaking nerve in your body, right? Yep.
You stop it.
Yeah. There's like 150.
Creative writing.
I know you can, but that's what people do, is they try to like write, like make the most out of two sentences. And there's another one. I can't find
That's a fun game. That would be a fun game.
That's a fun party game for like a Halloween party.
Or like even like we could even do it on Instagram. Like two line. Mine would be terrible.
Well, there's one.
Mine would start out as a horror and end up like a grocery list.
Kids are so creepy. There's this one where the it's like two lines. I'm going to get it wrong. So whoever wrote this, sorry. But the boy says to his dad, "Will you look under my bed and check for monsters?" Dad looks under the bed and sees the little boy crying, scared. That means whatever's on the top of the bed. Right?
I literally just about peed my pants. The one that I heard that was, I'm going to get this wrong. I got to think about this right, because I texted it to you. It was a little girl was playing in her room and said, "Oh, don't worry, she's really nice." And the mom was in the room and she was like, "Oh, thanks, honey. Thanks, honey." And the little girl goes, "I wasn't talking to you." And I'll see you later.
That's Kids Are So Creepy.
Kids
though.
Are So Creepy. That you guys, we did the so okay. We posted on Instagram. We asked you to share with us stories of creep. And here's what we say. 3-year-olds in particular they wield a very strong sword because they say the creepiest, most sociopathic things yeah. you've ever heard. But it's in this beautiful, cute little wide-eyed voice. It's like a Disney character telling you that you're going to be murdered in your sleep.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want it it's any other way.
Very earnest.
I also yeah. think they might actually do it. But at 3, they have no motor skills or like upper body strength. So they couldn't get the knife to stick if they wanted to.
They absolutely would be like, I got to saw this head off. But glitter.
Yeah, oh, they'd be like, my attendant's being, I can't.
Yeah, I know my kid would because they don't understand like that's a permanent thing either. Mine are like 5 and 7 and they still joke about it'd be fun to drown you. Like,
well, yeah, that's just a good time.
Yeah.
But like. Now, like, my kids are a little older, so the things they say that are dark, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to answer these questions. But when they were 3, just the creep factor would come out. And they're both so cute. You're like, cute and creep live together in a harmonious world. But we want to share with you some of these real creeptastic comments that came from the delightful mothers willing to share them.
These are the ones people type, but we have... Do we have voicemails?
Oh, we do have voicemails.
Oh, yeah. But,
okay,
we,
but let's do a couple of these. I'm going to read this first one, which I'm not sure if this is Facebook or Instagram, but I want to give her a shout out. And it's Gemma M-G. And she wrote, my then four-year-old was going through a death phase. And they do. If you're a mother, you know what we're talking about. Yeah. She walked into the living room, turned to face me whilst I was breastfeeding with our newborn sister, looked at me straight in the eyes with a smile on her angelic little face and said, I love Margot. Shame she's going to have to die. With that, she turned away and exited the room.
Oh, that
honestly, Margot needs to watch her back. If Margot's with us today, she's going to be like a UFC fighter.
Yeah. Well, she's know what? In all fairness, that's what happens to second children. You got to watch Madeline your back from day one.
Madeline keeps trying to freaking kill me.
Yeah.
Putting a blanket over me, a stuffy over me.
Yeah, they don't know it's permanent. You got to keep your eye on them.
What do you got siblings. Over there? You got any creepy?
This one's really funny.
I like it's just meant to be together.
Oh, no, this one. Okay. So this is Caitlin Bennett. Caitlin B. said, my daughter has a spirit in her room that she talks to. Also, the other day, I was telling her dad how one of her babies, baby dolls, never gets to do anything. She's always grounded. And then my daughter whispered to the doll and said, they don't suspect a thing.
What?
Ew, so creepy.
What?
Everybody's scared of dolls too, right?
Dolls, porcelain dolls, clowns, kids. Put them all together. You got yourself the most terrifying thing.
The trifecta of fear. Yeah.
Because you think that kids do, because of their innocence, have a vision that we don't get. I always told myself if my kids came to me and they were like, I see a man in my closet. I would not be one of those parents because they're the first to go, by the way. They're the first ones to take a hatchet. You know, I was going to change the order of it and be like, I'm going to lean in and believe you. And then I didn't because it was bullshit. But here, I'm going to read another one. At MelanieJane03, Melanie writes, I was walking downstairs early in the morning when it was still dark. Had no clue my 5-year-old daughter was downstairs sitting in the dark on the couch. Before I rounded the corner, I hear, hello, darkness, my old friend, whispered by my lunatic toddler in a super creepy voice. That kid just has incredible comic
timing.
Man,
I hope it was more on key than that rendition.
Sorry. What is the song?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
You know what? I needed a, you know what? Is it creepier on key or off key? Either way, I gave you both. You are welcome. You are welcome. God, these are so good.
It's because they're like earnest. And I really do believe that like kids have some awe. Like, because it's not socialized out of them to like.
No, they just say it.
To dismiss it. Yeah.
Guys, I think we should go to voicemails.
I'm dying to hear these.
I'm dying too.
So the creepiest thing that my kid not has said but done is once when our son was about, I want to say 1.5, maybe 2 years old, he went into our knife drawer, took out essentially a butcher knife, walked all the way upstairs and came to the side of my husband's bed, or our bed to my husband's side when he was sleeping. and was like, hi, Dad, standing there with a butcher knife.
Here's the thing. This is not the first time I've heard this. This is not the 50th time I've heard this, where kids walk into your bed with a knife standing next to you. What in our like caveman world did they
do? I don't understand it, because very rarely, I mean, your kid will walk in holding an iPad a lot, which that's kind of...
I think her kid was holding an iPad while she left this, by the way, because I could hear like Peppa and the Pig
I know,
behind. I and I was like, God bless you, I get
I'm
it.
Like, I recognize that bird's
I
chirping.
Know, she's like, yeah, Camp Kikawaka.
They do, because I think that to them it's like a funny game, because they really don't see like the finite... That life is finite, you guys.
I don't think they think past their freaking nose. They're like, I got this object I'm certain will cut, whether I do it, let's see how it goes in the room. And then they look at you and they're like, you're decent, and then they decide not to kill you. That's where you're at with your child.
I think,
if they're normal,
I think I landed on something, and it might be the hard seltzer talking, but it's like,
it's just,
kids,
I'd like
don't
to go back to our Brie conversation,
that as we get older we get that life is finite. So if you're married to Deadbeat Greg, you got to move on in your life. One life to live.
So what
you
you're
need
saying
to get
is-
on that love boat, and maybe three's company for you. I don't know.
Sarah?
Maybe eight's enough.
I'm
just naming TV shows right
now.
Oh,
I thought you were naming possible scenarios in a love
boat.
Love boat.
That's it's a...
The love boat.
I just
Greg is not invited to be on here. The 3-year-old.
You need to find your own fantasy island.
Oh my God, those are good shows. You're taking us off topic.
Build your own dynasty.
You know what my brain does now? I'm going on to those shows and not about creepy kids. Okay, number two, which one? Toddler. Oh, son wants to push her. Sister wants to cut.
I like that one. What's that one?
God, I think we just found all five categories for any kid that's creepy, because every parent's
sister
like, I could go under all these.
Cut sounds like a
okay, here we go.
Horror film name.
But, or a Tuesday.
Hi, here. This is Nicole from Wisconsin.
Oh, I like your accent.
When we were little, we have all these home videos of me and my sisters. And there's one in particular where I'm recording my two younger sisters and I zoom in and my middle sister just gets super serious and all of a sudden squeezes the arm of my youngest sister and just says, I want to cut you with a knife.
Oh my God. I like that she just left with that. She knows how to tell a story.
Oh my,
she just campfire storied us. She's like, yeah. I want to cut you with a knife. End scene.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's not that hard to think about. Like,
especially girls. They're messed up.
Girls, man.
Girls,
they'll play that game. Yeah. My son was looking at the TV one time. Sesame Street was on. Elmo was on, whatever, which is the sweetest. Couldn't have been cuter. He's got that curly hair. And Eleanor was maybe year and a half. And he goes, I don't want to hit my sister. I don't want to hit my sister. And I'm like, what the? You're watching Elmo, the most gentle creature on the planet.
Hey, Finn, you know those words are coming out of your mouth. Hey, they're not staying inside your head.
Nope, I didn't tell him. I'm like, you let that happen forever. Because now he's like, I want to kiss Zendaya. And I'm like, good. I know exactly where your head is.
Aww.
He does. I know. That's my next horror. He wants a girlfriend.
That's a
I'd rather
different.
Deal with him coming into my bedroom trying to cut me with a knife. Now he's like, I want to date Heidi Klum. And I'm like, she's too old and she's had three marriages.
I feel like for you, Kristen, you don't need to worry about your kids killing you. It's probably your mom, because she really has her sights on your husband.
Which
brings us to our hot
Flash. Hot flash.
It's a hot
flash.
A very special hot flash. Hot flash. Hot flash. Hot flash.
Big special hot flash night out to my mom, or the fact that my mom would, if there was an accident that happened that took me out, her fingers are not
she'd
crossed.
She'd step in right
she'd
away.
She'd step in and she'd be like, look, if I'm going to come in and save the day, it has to be all in. Yes, I'm still married. I've been married for...
She would like dye her
she'd be
hair
like,
brown. She'd get like
need...
a wig.
She'd be like, no, I'm better. And she kind of is. She's more fit for sure. Today is my 10-year wedding anniversary.
Yay!
And so my hot flash tonight is dedicated to my husband, Kylan, who I love so much, who I give so much incredible shit to, but man, we've been through so much this week, just in particular, a hard week with school. But this guy, speaking of Halloween, I thought I would share this story because it's awful. And Jen, I think, knows it. my husband thinks it's super funny to scare me because I think I do give good reaction.
It's really fun to scare Kristen or to make her think that she accidentally forgot to do something important.
Or if this is another conversation for another time, or if your friend randomly has a gall darn remote control to her phone camera and keeps taking pictures of you when you don't know. Remember how you had that stupid remote?
Oh, yeah.
Nightmare. I felt like I was being like picked on. Anyway, that's another story. But my husband, back to him, he loves to scare me.
I didn't even realize I was doing it. I was only looking at myself.
That is such BS.
No, which part? I didn't even know you were there. I didn't know if you were framed like, up or what. I was
look
like,
at me.
Do I look thin or any? I was so hopeful.
And I'm like looking at the computer with 14 chins and like flipping off the camera. So my husband and Jen have the same warped sense of humor and think it's hilarious to scare me or freak me out. And my husband, if you're married, you'll get this, loves to act like a creepy masturbator. Like, so whatever house we've ever lived in, his favorite thing to do, I'll be like doing the dishes. Whatever house the neighbors lived in. Walks up and he goes, and I hear it. And then he'll tap the outside of the wall. Like he is a...
Is that what sound he makes?
Not when we're making love.
Okay.
Unless it's a Tuesday, because then I'm into it. But he'll act like he's like pounding the wall with his wiener. Anybody else with me? So
no, but I do remember that guy from an episode of Scooby-Doo. And he was like owned a gin mill down the street.
Yeah, he was always the guy that owned the gin mill or the museum. Yeah. You should know that by now. So my husband is that guy. So then there was this one particular time where I was in the back of our house that was a fenced yard and I took off my top and I was fully. Wait,
what were you doing back there?
Changing my top. I mean, I was in my bedroom. What do you think I was doing?
Oh, I thought you were in the backyard.
No.
I'm like, oh, come
God,
on.
No.
Nobody's like, no. I need to change my top right now.
No, I was in my back. I'm sorry. I was in the back of our house in the backyard. No, not in the backyard.
You were in your bedroom, which was in the back of the
house. Thank you. In the back of the house. And I took off my shirt and I wasn't wearing a bra, shocker. And my husband goes, but it took me forever to recognize what was going on. So all I kept doing was looking around the room with my boobs like
shaking around. And then it was getting louder.
And I would love to tell you that I'm someone that like in that experience, I want to be the one that reacts the right way. Like I like put up my dukes or like I'm ready to like fight or I'm like, I put up my white tank top and I go find the guy in the backyard. Like I'm ready to fight. That is not what my reaction is. Every single time it's the same thing. And I fall flat to the ground and I don't do it in a, it's never like a good sound. It's always like,
but then she came up wearing a white tank top and then just found a bottle of seltzer that was and sprayed it all over herself. Slow motion style.
And that's how Eleanor was conceived. You guys. That's how it works. So big shout out to my
happy
husband.
Happy anniversary. That's
thank
a
you
big
a decade.
One. What's 10 years? 10 years is what? What
I
is
don't
it?
Know.
The wood?
A high five?
Every anniversary is the wood one.
It's the wood. It's going to be wood later. Gross. Disgusting.
Of course
I don't even,
it is. You guys love each other.
Don't be gross.
You're going to change your shirt in the backyard and he's going to masturbate at your neighbor's house. That's the way you guys do it nowadays.
And you guys will like make love quietly over a piece of brie while sipping Sauvignon Blanc and making no noise. It's not creepy, you guys. It's love.
That's
right. Why our kids aren't creepy when they talk about murdering us in our sleep. Should we be done?
Let's be done.
You guys, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook. You can watch the podcast on YouTube.
Yeah, you can see my sexy red boots on the iMom So Hard podcast sexy. YouTube.
And then we just follow us and listen wherever podcasts are gotten from.
And thank you to all the mommies who posted and left comments.
God, we're loving them.
Your misery is our joy. You do right by us, and we're so grateful.
Yay!
Good night, you guys.
Good night.
Woo!